有一个年轻的少妇，她很喜欢购物。
There's a young lady really like shopping.
她常常花很多钱买了很多昂贵的东西。
She spent a lot of money on expensive stuffs.
有一天，她又买了一件非常漂亮但是非常昂贵的洋装回家。
And one day, one beautiful dress caught her eyes, so she bought a very expensive dress.
她先生跟她说：“太太啊，这衣服这么贵，你怎么又买了呢？”
So her husband gently kind of said to her, "This is such an expensive dress. Why do you spend that much money for it?"
这个太太就说：“我心中有个声音告诉我，这洋装穿起来很漂亮。”
And the wife responded, "Well, there was this little voice from within me, and tell me that I looked really good in that dress."
这先生说：“那个是魔鬼的声音，你应该告诉他，魔鬼退我后边去吧。”
And the husband responded, "You should know that is the voice of the devil, and you should tell the devil, get behind me."
他就说：“我讲了。”
And the wife said, "I did."
那你怎么还会买呢？
So how come you still bought the dress?
因为魔鬼说这衣服从后面看起来更漂亮。
So but the devil told me the dress looks even better from behind.
这是一个很合法的圣经笑话。
And this is a very popular joke about the Bible.
它告诉我们一件重要的事情。
And it tells us a very significant thing.
当人不愿意回应上帝的时候，他总是可以找到很多的理由跟借口。
And when we do not want to respond to the call of God, and we always can come up all kinds of reason and excuses.
所以当上帝问亚当，我不是吩咐你不能吃那树上的果子吗？
So when God told Adam that you should not eat of the tree of the knowledge of evil.
亚当回答说：“是你赐给我的女人拿给我吃的。”
And Adam responded, "Say, well, it is the woman that you gave me, and tell me to do so."
当神质问夏娃：“你为什么做这个事情呢？”
So when God confronted Eve, "How come you did such a thing?"
夏娃说：“是那个蛇诱惑我吃的。”
So Eve pointed to the snake and said, "He made me do it."
当神呼召摩西去带领以色列人出埃及的时候，
So when God called Moses out to let his people out of Egypt,
摩西说：“我是拙口笨舌的，你随便想找谁都可以。”
And Moses responded to God saying that I cannot speak, my tongue is not good, and you can find anybody else.
所以很多时候，当上帝呼召人来跟随他的时候，人说基督教是软弱者的宗教。
So when God called all nations to come to follow Him, and Allah's rebound saying that Christianity is only for those that are weak.
当上帝呼召我们专心一致地跟随他的时候，很多人觉得等我有空了再说。
So when God called people to faithfully follow Him, and a lot of the popular excuses is that I am so busy. So when I'm not busy, I will do so.
当人不愿意回应上帝的时候，他总是可以找到很多的理由跟借口。
So when we do not want to respond to the call of God, we can always find excuses.
今天我们所读的比喻，也是耶稣针对一群不愿意回应上帝呼召的宗教领袖所讲的。
So today's scriptures is actually talk about a parable that Jesus called to those religious leaders.About them to follow him.
在21章的23节，这一群宗教领袖，他们质问耶稣。
In chapter 21 and verses 23,
他们质问耶稣说：“你仗着什么权柄做这些事？给你这权柄的是谁呢？”
And they confronted Jesus, saying that.Who gave you authority, and whose authority that you're under to perform or to speak like this way?
这些宗教领袖没有听过耶稣所讲的道吗？
And do you think those religious leaders never heard those words?
他们没有看过耶稣所行的神迹吗？
You think that they never have seen Jesus performing miracles?
他们没有见证耶稣所行那奇妙的作为吗？
And they have never witnessed what Jesus has done, which is a wonderful thing.
然而当他们心中不愿意回应耶稣是上帝的儿子的时候，他们可以为自己找到许多的借口跟理由。
However, when their heart is hardened and they are not willing to accept Jesus as who he is, they will come up all kinds of excuses to deny Jesus.
所以在这里，耶稣从21章的28节开始，连续讲了三个比喻，针对这些宗教领袖他们刚硬的心。
So from Matthew chapter 21 in verses 28 all the way to chapter 22, Jesus told three parables.
第一个比喻讲到两个儿子。
The first parable is about two sons.
父亲跟大儿子说：“你去工作。”
And the father told the older son, saying that you need to go to work.
大的说我不去。
And the son replied, saying no.
但是后来心里后悔，就去做工了。
However, later on, he felt not right, and then he ended up going to work.
这父亲跟小子说你去做工。
And he told the younger son, saying that you need to go to work.
他说好。
And the younger son says, okay.
但是他始终没有去做工。
However, he never did.
第二个比喻讲到天国好像一个园主将葡萄园租给园户。
And the second parable talks about the landlord actually rented out his garden for farming.
当时候到了他派仆人来收这些果子的时候。
And when the time comes for harvest, he sent his servant for the rent.
但是这些承租的园户却不愿意交这个交租税。
But those tenants do not want to pay the rent.
他们杀了仆人。
And not only that, they actually killed the servants.
凌辱他们。
And humiliated them.
用石头打了他们。
And stoned them.
甚至当原主派的儿子来的时候，他们贪婪这个产业，将儿子给杀了。
So later on, the landlord actually sent the son to come and collect the rent. And they humiliated him as well, and then killed him too.
而今天的比喻讲到一群被邀请的客人，他们不愿意回应这个宴席的呼召来赴宴。
So today's the third parable that we talk about when the master called out and for those invited to come to the banquet and they are not willing to come.
这比喻里面，这三个比喻里面，不管是儿子，不管是园户，不管是这被邀请的客人。
So in all these three parables, whether those are the two sons, or the tenants, or the guests that are invited to the wedding feast,
这三种人都是有被上帝给予特权的人。
And these three people are all privileged, and their privilege actually come from God.
儿子有承继父亲产业的权利。
And the sons have the will have the inheritance from the father.
这些园户有先享受收成果实的权利。
And those tenants can enjoy all the harvest first.
这些已经受邀的客人，他们可以在宴席当中吃喝快乐的权利。
And those invited guests, they will have the privilege to sit in a feast and enjoy the food.
然而这三种人，他们都拒绝了上帝的呼召，因此耶稣说他们不配。
However, all these three people rejected.The call of God.
这代表着那群犹太人原本是上帝的选民，他们不愿意回应上帝的呼召，继续跟随上帝，因此上帝说他们不配。
So all these three people representing the God's people, chosen people, which is the Israelites, and they rejected the call of God and refused to be the people.
而这三个比喻同样讲到，因着犹太人的不信，因此福音开始向万民展开。
And so all these three parables also tells us that because the unbelief of the Israelites, and that's why the call of God of the gospel went to the Gentiles.
福音已经向万民发出，甚至是原本那些被以色列人所视为不配的外邦人。
So the gospel actually spread and reached to the people outside the Israelites, and even to those people that the Jews consider them unworthy.
那是一些被犹太人视为罪人的税吏、妓女
，and those considered to be sinners, to be the prostitutes,
是一些不是亚伯拉罕后裔的这些族群
，and they are not the descendants of the Abraham.
因此这三个比喻其实渐渐在告诉我们一个非常重要的真理。
So these three parables progressively and tells us a truth.
我们对神的回应决定我们的结局。
Our response and determine our outcome.
当我们愿意对上帝的回应说是的，主。
And when our response is yes to the Lord,
我们就进入喜宴当中坐席。
And we're able to enter this feast and enjoy the food.
当我们对上帝回应是我不愿意。
On the other hand, if our answer is no,
我们的结局就是进入黑暗当中痛苦。
We're going to end up in the darkness and suffering.
向上帝说是的人，终局是那喜宴的福乐。
And those who say yes to God will enjoy the feast.
那拒绝上帝呼召的人是在黑暗当中哀哭切齿。
However, those rejected will spend eternity in darkness.
但是今天的比喻更进一步告诉我们，不只是向上帝说 yes.
However, the parables today that we're studying tell us not only just to say yes.
我们对上帝的呼召必须有一个更进一步的回应。
However, our response needs to go further than just saying yes.
圣经里面非常多次的告诉我们，当末世来临的时候，好像一个宴席一样。
And in many instances in the Bible, especially in the New Testament, tells us that when the kingdom comes, it will be like a wedding feast.
他们常常喜欢用这种宴席的快乐、宴席的吃喝享受。来象征当弥赛亚来临的时候，我们与主同在那样的快乐是何等的高昂，何等的满足。
And those joyfulness and the enjoyment of the food and enjoy the company and all those good things that use the wedding feast to describe the end time and really talks about what happened when the end time comes.
所以在以赛亚书第二十五章第六节，上帝就告诉以色列民说，在这山上，万军之耶和华必为万民用肥甘设摆筵席，用陈酒和满髓的肥甘，并陈青的陈酒设摆筵席。
So in Isaiah chapter 25 verses 6 to 9, and it says, On this mountain the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food and for all people.A banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wine. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds the people, and the sheet that covers all nations. And he will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces, and he will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken, and in that day, and they will say, Surely this is our God.We trust in him, and he saved us. And this is the Lord, we trusted in him. And let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation.
接续这个宴席的意象，耶稣在马太福音第八章第十一节说，我要告诉你们，从东从西将有许多人来，在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。
And we can see similarity in Matthew chapter 8, verse 11.And it says, I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.
所以耶稣在他的比喻里面讲到宴席的时候，我们可以想象那些宗教领袖一听就知道耶稣在讲关于末世弥赛亚的事情。
So because there are so many instances talking about the feast,So Jesus telling this parables to those religious leaders, they definitely know exactly what Jesus was talking about the end time.
但是跟我们今天的宴席不太一样的是，当时的宴席需要有一个两次的邀请。
And what is different than what we know today, and the custom is that typically back then, with any feast, the invitation actually will go out twice.
今天我们邀请人来赴宴，就是送出个邀请卡，请对方回应什么时候来。时候到了，我们就开门接客人。
And today, and then the common courtesy is that you send out an invitation card with a date and time. And when that time comes, and then we will, get together and enjoy the banquet.
但是当时候不是这样子的。
However, at that time, and it wasn't so.
当时候人请客必须先派仆人去正式的邀请对方。
So back then, and the custom is that the master would actually send out the servant to invite those guests first.
告诉他们什么时候几点我们要有宴席。
To tell them the day and the time, and then the banquet will take place.
但是当时候到了。
However, when the time comes,
主人必须要第二次的差遣仆人去邀请那些客人说宴席好了，可以来参加了。
So when the time comes, the master again will send out a servant and asking those guests to come because the banquet is ready.
但是这边圣经告诉我们说，当主人派仆人去告诉那些被邀的客人的时候，圣经说那些人不肯来。
However, when we see the text today, it says that when the master sent out a servant to ask those guests has been invited before, they refused to come.
这边耶稣在告诉这些宗教领袖。
So we can tell from those religious leaders.
耶稣这边讲的仆人代表是旧约的那些先知。
And so those religious leaders are those guests in the
parable. No, the servants.
The servants are actually the prophets from the Old Testament.
从摩西、从撒母耳、从列王时候的许多先知。
And from Samuel, from Moses, from Samuel, all those prophets from the Old Testament.
他们不断的在呼召上帝的百姓来遵守上帝的话语。
They continue to appeal to the people to follow God.
他们不断的呼召上帝的百姓来回到上帝面前悔改跟随上帝。
They continue to call out to the people at the time to repent and then come to follow God.
但他们始终拒绝。
But they refuse.Time after time.
所以在箴言那边，上帝化身为智慧，他向百姓呼吁。
So in Proverbs, it's like God's wisdom, and then call to the people to repent.
箴言一章二十四节，上帝透过智慧发声说：“我呼唤，你们不肯听从；我伸手，无人理会。”
So the wisdom in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 24 says that, but since you refuse to listen when I call.And no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand.
以赛亚书六十五章第二节，上帝也透过先知以赛亚在那边感叹。
So again, in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 2, and here is what it says.
上帝感叹说：“我整天伸手招呼那悖逆的百姓，他们随自己的意念行不善之道。”
And God sorrowed and said that all day long I have held out my hands to an obstinate people.Walk in the ways not good, pursuing their own imaginations.
宗教领袖如同他们祖先一样，不断地拒绝上帝的呼召。
So those religious leaders, just like their people that lived before, continue to reject those God.
但上帝满有恩典，满有怜悯，满有慈悲。
However, God is full of grace, full of love, and full of mercy.
上帝继续地差人去。
God continues to send out the servant to them.
第四节，王又打发别的仆人去跟那些人说：“我的宴席已经预备好了，牛和肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来复习。”
So in verse 4, then he sent some more servants and said, "And tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner."
我们可以想象这些别的仆人就好像施洗约翰，好像耶稣自己。好像耶稣的门徒一样，他们来告诉当时候的人。
So here talking about the other servants, it's like those servants are representing as John the Baptist, Jesus, or the disciples to send out to invite those guests.
我们读福音书的时候，看到施洗约翰跟耶稣说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
So when we read the gospel, we often read this, and the kingdom of God is near. Repent.
但是我们看见这些人始终不愿意接受耶稣基督所传的福音。
However, most often than not, these people do not want to accept Jesus. They do not want to repent.
不但如此，第五节告诉我们，那些人不理就走了，一个到自己田里去，一个做买卖去。
However, they not even do not want to accept the call, and even so, they just went out to their field or went out to do their own business.
耶稣在警告那些人。
And people, Jesus here is warning those people.
也同时提醒今天的我们。
And also remind us today.
当我们看重地上的物质，看重眼中所看的一切，超过上帝的时候，这是一个危险的事情。
If we put more focus on the worldly things, it is a dangerous thing, so that we cannot follow Jesus.
在我们跟随上帝的路上。
And when we walk the path following Jesus,
就是我们的眼光被地上事情给分心了。
And it is our vision and our eyesight are distracted by those worldly things, and we cannot focus on Jesus.
我在美国开车的时候，发现很多这个女士开车是很厉害的。
When I was driving on the road, especially in the States, and I kind of amazed of those lady drivers.
他们一边开车一边梳头发
，and they can drive and while combing their hair，
擦唇膏
，and maybe put on their lipstick，
打粉底
，and maybe put on their powders，
夹睫毛
，and maybe clip their eyebrows。
最近越来越多的这个开车的分心的就喜欢传 text message。
And of course nowadays, you know, to be distracted easily is using the cell phone for text messaging。
根据研究，当你在不管是收这个 text message 或是传的时候呢，你大概需要花五秒钟的时间没有在你的这个视线上面。
So from the survey of research saying that, you know, any time that you either receiving or send out a text message, it will temporarily take 5 seconds of time and set your eyes off the driver.
五秒钟听起来不是很长。
5 seconds doesn't seem to be a long time.
但是想想看，当你时速55英里的时候，五秒钟，你相当于闭着眼睛开55英里，然后开过了一个足球场的长度。
But think about that 5 seconds when you're driving, you know, 55 miles an hour, and that 5 seconds is probably enough for you to drive blindly across a football field.
Distracted driving, 分心。
分心的这个开车
是非常危险。
It's very dangerous.
2016年9月
In September 2016,
在澳洲墨尔本有一个开这个混凝土车的这种司机，那个 concrete mixer truck.
And in Melbourne, Australia, there is a driver who actually drives the cement truck.
他叫做 Benjamin Lee.
他的名字是班杰明李。
当他那一天在开车的时候，他忽然就贪心贪吃，想喝一口牛奶。
And the day that he was on the road driving, and that he's kind of thirsty, and then wanted to take a drink.
但就在这一口牛奶的时候，他没有看见前面的车就撞上去，推的那个车又撞上前面的车。
So while he was drinking the milk, and then he wasn't paying attention to the car in front of him, and then bumped the tail of the car in front of him, and then that car actually bumped into the car in front of that car.
这事情原因才发生不久，但是感谢主，他很平安。
And Sherry just recently had that same experience.
但是那一天，在那个车子被撞的那个人，他叫做 Ali， 他是个巴基斯坦移民。
And Ali was the name that he's a Pakistani nature.
他被送到医院就不治死亡了。
And he was sent to the hospital, however, died there.
留下他妻子跟四个小孩在巴基斯坦，仍在等着护照、等着签证来澳洲跟他会合。
Surviving is his wife and 4 children still waiting for a visa to come to Australia from Pakistan to join him.
这个车祸不但毁了这个家庭，同时使得这个 Benjamin 他再也产生极大的精神焦虑，没有办法开车。
And this accident not only caused such a tragedy, but Benjamin, who was responsible for this.And the rest of his life, he just feels so guilty. He cannot focus anymore.
一口牛奶可以毁掉两个家庭。
Just one sip of milk destroyed 2 families.
我们跟随上帝的路也是如此。
So as we follow God and walk this pathway, it is really no different.
但我们不能够专心跟随上帝。
If we cannot keep our mind and focus to God.
但我们始终容让我们的心被世上的事物给捆绑、诱惑、拉扯的时候
，And when we are squeezed by the material things from this world,
我们就如同这些宗教领袖不愿意回应耶稣的呼召一样，圣经说这些人不配。
And we are really no different than the religious leader that we studied today, that we will not be able to follow Jesus in focus.
这些人不但不理上帝，他们甚至对上帝敌对仇视。
Not only they don't want to follow Jesus' call, and then they actually treat Jesus as enemy.
他们说，圣经说，他们拿住仆人，凌辱他们，把他们杀了。
And they actually captured the servants, humiliated them, and then actually killed them.
面对客人的轻忽，面对客人的仇视，这位王发怒，派兵除灭了这些凶手。
So facing the disregard of the guests, the master is really angry, and then he sent out to kill all those guests.
耶稣这里带着一个对宗教领袖的警告。
And Jesus here is actually sent out a warning to the religious leader.
是一个审判的预言。
And this is a judgment that he is prophesying now.
代表着耶路撒冷将要面临被毁灭。
The prophecy actually says that the city of Jerusalem will be destroyed.
所以23章的后面，耶稣为耶路撒冷哀哭。37节他说：“耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。”
This is
a new one.Additional.
This is the mail. Sorry, it's not in my text. This is Jesus.
23章37节.
Okay, in chapter 23, verse 37. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you.How often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks and under her wings, and when you are not willing.
当人不理会上帝，当人敌对上帝，人要面对的结果是上帝愤怒的审判。
When people disregard and rejected the call of God, and the outcome, the ending is that, and they will face the wrath of God.
但是这些人不愿意来，喜宴已经预备好了，主王怎么做呢
？The feast is ready. How come? However, the guests are not willing to come. So what then?
王就对仆人说：“喜宴已经齐备，只是所招的人不配，所以你们往岔路口上去，凡遇见的都招来赴喜。”那些仆人就出去到大路上，凡遇见的不论善恶都招聚了来，宴席上就坐满了客。
So the king said, the wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.
那一些犹太人，他们领受上帝圣洁的律法。
So those Jews are actually following in God's a law of cleansing.
他们是上帝特别的选民。
And they are the special chosen one.
但是当时候到了。
However, when the time comes,
当天国近了。
When the kingdom of heaven is near,
他们不愿意回应这个呼召
and they are not willing to respond to the call.
因着他们拒绝福音向万民发出呼召
and because of that, the gospel has reached to the people of all nations.
好像前一个比喻里面葡萄园的比喻，那些主人说要把葡萄园另外租给新的园户
Just like the second parables.And then the landlord actually rented out the farm or the vineyard to the other tenants.
代表这个福音从此不再局限在犹太人当中，而是要向万国、万邦、万民、万方传扬开来。
And so that symbolized that the gospel now is no longer just for the chosen one, but it is spreading to all nations of people and to people in all places.
而在这里第十节，圣经特别告诉我们说，当这些仆人招聚人来说，不论善恶都招聚了来。
In verse 10, when the servant go out to invite those people from the streets, and specifically, and the king tell them, no matter they are good or bad.
不管他们是好人或是坏人。
whether they are good or bad.
他们是良善的人，他们是邪恶的人。
And whether they are good deeds or they are evil doers.
他们是道德高尚的人，还是行为败坏的人？
Or whether they are, you know, very good in their behavior or in their moral, or they are really very wretched.
你可能会觉得说，天国的宴席怎么会是给那一些肮脏的、污秽的、败坏的、道德沦丧的人呢？
So now you may think, how come the feast for the kingdom of heaven of this wedding is for those corrupted people, that they are evil doers and they are, you know, bad people?
但是这就是福音最宝贵的地方。
But this is the most precious, the essence of the gospel.
耶稣说我来不是要招义人，乃是要招罪人。
And Jesus said, "When I come, not for those righteous, but for the sinners."
康健的人用不着医生，只有生病的人才需要医生。
Those healthy will not need to see a doctor, only those sick.
这里也让我们看到，进入天国并不是靠着你的行为，靠着你的表现，而是唯独靠着上帝那拯救人的恩典。
And we also learn from today's lessons that the kingdom of heaven cannot be obtained just by our own effort. And however, it is 100% of God's grace.
这里也反映出马太福音十三章那个撒网的比喻。
And also, this reflects in the Matthew chapter 13 about the parable of the nets.
当渔夫将网拉出来的时候，
when the fishermen pulled the net from the water,
里面有鱼、有虾、有贝壳类。
And within the net there are fish.And there are shells, there may be shrimps.
但是也有水草、保特瓶跟塑胶袋。
And there may be, you know, discarded bottles, and maybe seaweeds and all kinds of junk as well.
飞到末世的时候，天使不会来将好坏拣选开。
And it is until the end time, the bad will not be separated from the good.
然后那些不好的东西要被丢在外面，哀哭切齿。
So at that time, those bad things would be separated out and cast into the darkness with gnashing of their teeth.
比喻的最后就讲到末世上帝的选择。
So at the end of this parable, it talks about the choice of God.
十一节讲到王就进来观看宾客，发现有一个人没有穿礼服，他就问他说：“你怎么到这里来没有穿礼服？”
So in verse 11, when the king actually come into the banquet and discover there's one person and was sitting there without the wedding garment.
十三节，王就对使唤的人说：“捆起他的手脚来，把他丢在外边的黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿。”
In verse 13, then the king told the attendants, "You tie him the hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness."Where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
不久前，我太太跟我讲，她看新闻看到这个五月的这个皇室婚礼。
And a while back, my wife told me that she was watching the news about the royal wedding.
这个要参加皇室婚礼有很多规矩的。
And when attending the royal wedding, there are a lot of unspoken rules to follow.
特别是穿衣服也很讲究的。
Especially what you wear.
这个男士如果是军人呢，你要穿军服。
If you are in the military, you have to wear full uniform.
如果不是呢，你要穿这个正式的这个 morning coat.
And if you are not in the military service, then you have to wear morning coat. I don't know what morning coat. That's very official.
Yeah, very official. 有点像这个 textile, 但是没有那么正式 kind of 那种。
看起来有点像是那种燕尾服，非常正式的衣服。
那女生呢，必须要戴帽。
And the lady has to wear headings.
那你的这个礼服呢，不可以是深色，也不可以是白色。
And your garment cannot be very dark color or neither white color.
不可以露肩膀。
You cannot expose your shoulders.
裙子必须要及膝甚至更长。
And shoot your skirt or a gown needs to be reached the ground.
穿的鞋子呢不可以露出脚趾头。
And those shoes that you wear cannot expose toes.
但是呢，总是有很多这个女士呢喜欢这个展现自己。
However, there are some ladies and did not follow the rule and then would like to kind of show off.
有人没有戴帽子，只是绑了几条线。
And some will not wear heading, but only tie some strings to their hair.
有人穿了两条像 spaghetti 这个细的肩带，胸部开了这么低。
And some will wear strings with a dress and then with a very low cut dress.
有些人裙子膝盖上已经超过了一寸。
And some will wear, you know, so-called mini skirt, which is, you know, above the knee.
有些人穿着非常深色的衣服，还带着薄纱。有人说你是来婚礼还是丧礼
？And some will wear very dark dress, and then even with a veil and covering their face, and then make people wondering, are you coming for a wedding or for a funeral?
很多人在骂。
A lot of people have very negative opinion about those.
但是我们没有看到英国女皇把这些人抓出去教堂外面说，你们在那里哀哭切齿吧。
However, the queen did not punish them and then arrest those people and then send them to jail because of that.
相比之下，这个王会不会太严厉了一点？
So in comparison, would you think that this the king here?Is too merciless.
这些人是马路上正在那边聊天、吃饭、闲逛的时候被你邀请来的。
Because all these people, when they were invited to come, they were actually from the street corners. They were just chatting and they were just doing about their own business.
他们怎么会有机会还有带衣服来参加你的婚宴呢？
They are not prepared to have a wedding on.With them so that they can attend the wedding.
所以有些解经家就说了，他们来其实是当时候主人有预备了礼服，但是这个人没有穿上去。
So some Bible scholar kind of explained this way, and it's not that they have the garment themselves, but the king has prepared the wedding dress for them.
但这并不符合当时候的一些文化跟习俗。
However, this type of explanation.Does not fit the custom at the time.
有人就说，那其实这个礼服只是代表一个公益的外袍，是一个象征性的。
And other scholars will say, well, the wedding garment symbolizes the dress for righteousness. It's not a real dress.
但是这个经文也并不是这样的应用。
However, when you look at the text, we cannot come up with that kind of conclusion.
虽然这个主人听起来好像很严厉，他的要求好像很不合理。
And even though the king seems here are very strict and then very unreasonable.
但十二节你看到那个人面对主人的质疑，那个人说无言可答。
However, if you read verse 12 and you can see when the man trying to respond to the king's questioning.And the verse describes the man's response as speechless.
他的无言可答反映出他的知罪，他没有办法为他的错误发出任何一点的辩驳。
So his speechlessness indicates that he knows that he is at fault, and he has no reason that can actually help him to defend himself.
他知道在这样宴席里面，他必须要有一个合宜得体的服装，而他的失礼使得他不配。
And he knows in a wedding banquet he's supposed to wear the kind of dress. And however, he didn't, and then so no, he knows that he himself had a fault. And that makes him unworthy.
这是一个非常重要的圣经的事实。
And this is a very important fact from the Bible.
神的恩典是无价的。
God's grace is priceless.
但神的恩典不是没有标准的。
However, God's grace is not without standard.
再说一次，神的标准，神的恩典是无价的，但神的恩典并不是毫无标准的。
Let me say that again. God's grace is free, but it's not without standard.
就好像那个比喻里面的儿子，他必须要遵守命令。
Just like the parables of the two sons, and the sons has to be obedient, follow the command.
如同那个葡萄园的园户，他必须要按时交租金。
And as well like those tenants.That as they rent the farm, they have to pay rent when the time comes.
而每一个出席上帝天国宴席的人，必须要活出一个与宴席符合的生命。
So in the same way, those guests come to the wedding, they have to wear the wedding a garment in order to be fit to come to the feast.
当我们今天领受了上帝的救恩
，Today as we receive the grace of God,
我们必须要活出与恩典相配合的生命样式。
And we need to live out in a living that is worthy of the gospel of the grace of God.
因为上帝的恩典是无价，但不是没有标准的。
Because the grace of God, even though it's free, but it's not without standard.
今天很多人有一个错误的想法。
And today there are a misconception about the gospel.
觉得我举手了，我回应了呼召了，我受洗了，我领到受洗证书了，我就没事了。
And some of those may think that, you know, when they respond to the call, they raise their hand, they make their decision, and they got baptized, and they think that is it.
但是这里的经文，这个比喻提醒我们。
However, the scripture here in this parable actually tells us today.
你回应接受了福音的呼召。这只是一个起点。
As you respond to the call of the gospel, it is just as a beginning, the first step.
接下来你必须要活出上帝所要你活出来的生活样式。
And following that, you need to live out a life that is worthy of the gospel.
将来在末日的时候，上帝要检验我们是否活出一个与他恩典匹配的生命。
In the future, at the end time,And he will examine our behavior, our lives, to see whether we are worthy of the gospel.
关键的不是接受福音的起点。
And the key is not just lingering at merely accepting the gospel.
而是要抵达天国的终点。
It is very important to cross the finish line of the kingdom of God.
而这是我们配得这个无价恩典的标准。
So this is the standard that we can reach the kingdom of God and with this priceless gift.
2016年的里约奥运，他们每一个选手参加有一个最低标准的。
And in the 2016 Olympic game, they have a basic standard for competition.
比如说，男子你要参加100米的比赛，你必须要能够跑少于10秒16。
For instance, in the 100-meter dash, and those athletes have to meet for 100-meter less than 10.6 seconds.
女子100公尺是11秒32。
And for women, for 100-meter dash, it's 11.3 seconds.
男子跳跃必须能够跳超过8米15。
And for men, long jump has to exceed 5 meters and 15.
女子则是6米7。
And for ladies is 6 meters and 7.
而这些不能够达到最低标准的人，不能够进入奥运比赛的神圣殿堂。
So for those cannot reach this minimum requirement, are not qualified to compete during the Olympic.
而我们如何能够让我们生命活出一个？符合上帝恩典的标准。
So how can we live a life that is worthy of the call of the gospel?
马太福音第7章21节讲到上帝对天国子民的期待。
So in Matthew 7, it talks about the characters of the citizens of kingdom of heaven.
整个5章、6章、7章讲到一个上帝基督门徒应当活出来的样式。
And in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, it talks about what it is like and of a living of a Christian.
而在结语的时候，上帝这么说。
And at the end, at the conclusion, and this is what the Bible says.
耶稣说，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日，必有许多人对我说，主啊、主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。 所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌的很大。
这是第七章。
对，
So in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly,I never knew you. Away from you, evildoers. And therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain came down, the stream rose, and the winds blew, and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice,It's like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell with a great crash.
能够活出配得上恩典的生活标准，不是在那边呼喊着主啊主啊。
To be able to live out the and then be worthy of the gospel is not those people that call out to Jesus.
而是你能够遵行上帝的话语。
But those who can actually obey and doing, following the commands of God.
耶稣最后说，被召的人说，选上的人少。
So when Jesus says last, there are many that are called, but few are chosen.
这个选是个被动的语态。
And the word chosen here is a past tense.
代表是上帝有那个主动权，选择了他属他的子民。
It tells us the authority or the right belongs to God.
能够决定我们是否进入宴席的是上帝。
And to allow us to go to the wedding banquet, that right comes from God.
能够决定我们被选进入宴席，还是在黑暗当中哀哭切齿的是神。
To determine whether we are in the feast or we've been cast out in the darkness.That right is from God.
虽然神赐下了白白的恩典，
and even though the grace is free,
虽然神向万民发出那福音的呼召，
even the call of the gospel is to people of no nations.
但是上帝要求我们那些被选的人必须要活出上帝的新上帝子民的新生命。
And those who accepted the call need to live out a life that is worthy of the gospel.
被神所选的人是那些不但接受福音的呼召，
and those who are selected are not just accepting the call of God,
同时可以持守信心结出生命果子的人，
and but those people that can hold out their faith to the end.
神不只看你是否接受福音，
God not only just see whether you accept the gospel,
神来看你是否坚持到底活出天国子民的样式。
He also will watch and see whether you can hold your faith to the last, to the end time, and see whether you live out a life that is worthy of the gospel.
关键的不是接受福音的起点。
So the key is not just linger at the starting line of accepting the gospel.
不是要抵达天国的终点。
But it is to cross the finish line of the kingdom of God.
愿神帮助。
May God help us.